Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself.
Magic, spells, incantation, chanting. Throughout history, we have always understood the importance of words. We've understood that the words that we say help shape our reality. And even though nowadays that's almost lost, speaking correctly and choosing your words wisely is almost a lost art. With each generation, it seems like slang is becoming more a part of the lexicon and departing from traditional speech. We are inventing new words to shorten our sentences. We're speaking faster, but not speaking any more precise. And we can see how these word changes are manipulating the lens that we see the world through. For instance, it's common in the UK for someone to say, "that's sick," meaning something that is really positive or amazing. And yet, when we look at that saying, "that's sick," it's almost a negative term. Anyone kind of looking at that without knowing the context would think that's a very odd thing to say about something positive, you know, that it's sick, like unwell or unhealthy. And people will also say things like, "that's bad," in order to mean good, or "I'm killing it" to mean that I'm doing something well. All of these ways that we turn a phrase, but it's actually changing the way that we process the feelings and the connotations of the action that we're doing. And it might not seem so important. People might not understand why it's such a crucial thing to be specific about the things that you say and be very careful with what you say. And when people talk about manifestation, a lot of people forget about the side of affirmation that goes hand in hand with that, about the things that you say and how that the words that you use are like a mantra. The things that you keep repeating are going to be the things that you end up believing. If you keep saying, "I'm terrible," then you're going to obviously believe that you're terrible. If you keep saying, I'm sick," or another one where people say, "this is the shit." And it's like, "this is the shit" means this is feces. This is like, this is not good. This isn't, you're not referring to it in the right way. You're not referring to it as something positive and amazing. You're referring it to something as quite the opposite. And yet people are remiss with their language and they think that it's not important. And anyone who has read like 1984 by George Orwell or studied language and how language is used in politics and marketing and health sciences and stuff like this, like all of the ways that language is used to manipulate how you think, to get you to believe something, to get you to feel something, how films have scripts that want you to emotionally invest in things, or how songs want you to repeat things. They want you to repeat these catchy hooks, but if you look at those hooks and you look at the words that it's saying, how often is it something positive? How often is it something that you would be saying if you were praying or something? If you were sitting there meditating and doing a mantra, would you be happy to be repeating those things? Yet we repeat it all day, every day as a part of standard language. That's just a part of our communication. And our communication has become so degraded that it becomes unnoticed that these things are even a problem. It becomes just a part of the general fabric of speech. And that's not how it should be, because the universe is listening. And everything you say is almost like a spell. Like, treat every single thing you say as if it is a spell. So when you're saying something, you are treating it as if it is a wish. And it is a slow process because you have to eliminate things out of your speech. Just generally how you talk, you will notice a lot of things about how you speak. For instance, we were talking in the previous episode about people saying, "they made me feel like this." That has to be eliminated from speech because it lacks accountability and it's not accurate. It's not an accurate communication of the situation. Nobody made you something. You felt something based off of the actions of someone else, but nobody made you. They didn't force you. You are giving away all of your power and control of yourself when you hand them the keys and you say, "look, this person has the ability to influence how I feel and the way I feel about myself." It's not saying, "you know what, I was upset, I was triggered, and this is why that hurt." That is a far more powerful and empowering sense of speech. Another huge one is People often tend to apologize all the time. They're saying sorry all the time. And it's almost like a reflex, like just something happens and they immediately apologize. It's like they're apologizing for just existing. And I have personally noticed this. I'm not sure if it's anecdotal, but a lot more in women. But I definitely know a lot of guys that do it too. And a lot of people know the adage of like driving, and if you get into an accident and say, oh, sorry, then it's like accepting blame and that you shouldn't say that. But even just, you know, it takes away the power from saying, I'm sorry, as a genuine apology. If you rarely say sorry, for you to then say sorry is obviously a huge marker of genuine repentance, that you're genuinely apologetic and sorry. If you say sorry all the time, then when you say sorry, it doesn't really mean anything. And even if you are genuinely really sorry for what you've done, it kind of just loses its effect, because it's like, well, you're saying sorry to me in exactly the same way you apologize when you were walking in the supermarket and someone pulled out in front of you and you said sorry. Like, is these the comparable things? Like, obviously not. And if you're looking for, you know, if you genuinely made a big mistake and you need to make an apology, you want it to convey impactfulness and sincerity. And now I'm trying to think of other examples, because there are so many. Like, literally, your speech and my speech definitely is littered with them. And I am so careful now. I'm watching everything that comes out my mouth, and I'm realizing that a lot of the things that we've been trained to say, the way that we've been told to vocalize what's going on around us, is very manipulated. It's very controlled, and it is for a reason. It's not just per chance. And if you haven't read 1984, I highly, highly encourage you to do so. And you will understand why certain language is being replaced and why a lot of how we communicate is being dictated and controlled. And of course, there's even things that we say on purpose that we shouldn't say. And those are things that more we know we shouldn't say. Things like, oh, I'm terrible, or I'm bad, or I'm fat, or I'm useless, or all of this stuff that we say to ourselves all of the time. But that rhetoric that we have gotten used to being comfortable saying, we should surround ourselves by people who won't let us say things like that, that won't let us or allow us to express those notions of contempt to ourselves. And there are loads of ways that we can flip negative statements into positive statements, ways that are more empowering, more affirming, and more uplifting, rather than downtrodden or dragging us down or being negative or being critical. Even just the way, like, you might not be able to do something and you say, oh, I can't do that. But instead, you might be able to say, I'm not able to do that yet, or I'm working on it, or soon I will be able to do this. Like, lots of different ways you can turn the same phrase that means the same thing, but in a more positive way, rather than just accepting your fate and saying, you know, I can't do this, or I'm not the person. Like, that's something you hear a lot. Like, oh, I'm not able to do that. I'm not that kind of person. Or that's not me. As if you're fixed, as if you're not able to change. A lot of people will just be like, this is the way I am, and that's how it is. It's like a permanent affixation onto them. Your language also has to allow you to be subject to change, to evolve, to grow. All of these things that you want from yourself, your speech should be a reflection of that. Instead of saying something like, I'll never be able to do this, be like, this is a really good challenge for me. Like, just look, it sounds so silly, but it's so, so, so important. Write down to the exact words that you use. For instance, Jamaican patois is really good at this. Like, they understand words really, really well. And they change very subtly some words. Like, instead of saying understand, which is like you're under someone else's knowledge, you're like being pressured down, or like someone is above you in a hierarchical sense and that they hold the knowledge that you don't. Instead, they say overstand, like I'm going to overstand this. This is something I'm going to triumph over. And just such a subtle change makes such a huge difference to how you feel when you're saying it. Instead of being like, oh yeah, I understand, like I'm under something, I'm almost like in a weak and meager way. Like, saying overstand is like empowering. Oh, I finally overstand this. Wow. Like, it, you know, it kind of fills you up with energy just by making a very subtle change on a singular word. Now imagine if you're changing your entire sentences. and everything that's coming out of your mouth is positive and empowering, all of your word choices are different, your whole outlook on the world, your whole view on life is completely different. You decide a lot of what goes on in the world by what you are able to represent in language. So when you are able to describe something, that often becomes your memory of that thing. So even how you memorize events and how the things happened in your life, if you are constantly referring to them in this way, that's like, oh, this happened to me, and then this bad thing happened to me, and you're talking from a like the standpoint of a victim, where life is just coming at you, and it's all happening to you, and there's no empowerment, there's no accountability, there's no, this was a decision I made that didn't quite go so well, but I learned a lot from it, and that actually helped me in the future, because I made this decision that was much, much better. Like, just the way that you represent things, and the way that you communicate them out, is so important. I cannot stress it enough. So please, please, just take this next week. And at the moment, just watch. Just watch the things that you say. See how you feel when you say things, and just pay a little bit of notice. Like, just see if when you say something, did that make you feel good, bad, negative, positive? How are you emotionally connecting with what you say? And once you start to do this, you really start to notice all of the ways about the things that you say. Like, you start saying, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. And the more emphasis you put on it, and the more you realize its importance, the more, like, if you say something that you shouldn't have said, you're like, oh my, I really shouldn't have said that. I want to take it back. You know, you feel like you want to claw the words back, because you realize that you've put that out into the world, and you have. So as many times as you make that negative affirmation, you should affirm it with something positive twice over, even just for good measure. But pay attention to what you say, and understand that the importance of how you speak and the words that you say is absolutely critical. It shapes your entire reality. So please pay attention. Thank you for listening.